Hello and welcome. I'm Andrea Gilders, APSCA's membership manager, and you're listening to the APSCA podcast.
Hello and welcome to all our listeners out there tuning into the podcast for the Association of Professional Social Compliance Auditors. My name is Bosco and I'll be your host for today's episode. My guest is Stephanie Reagan, Director of Code and Compliance for APSCA. Stephanie, really excited to have you here today.
Thanks so much, Bosco. It's great to be here.
Well, tell us a little bit about your role with APSCA and what attracted you to joining the organization.
Well, I'm certainly enjoying my role at APSCA as the new Director of Code and Compliance, where I head up the APSCA ethics team. We investigate cases, work with APSCA's disciplinary boards, collaborate with outside parties, and offer guidance for best ethical practices. Moving into the social compliance profession is an amazing step for me because I can focus on a mix of the best parts of my work in ethics and compliance over the last 20 years worth of my work. It's rewarding to know that my work is making a difference and could protect people who don't always have a voice. And I'm really excited to be a part of APSCA because everyone in the organization has a high degree of professionalism and dedication to making a positive impact on the social compliance auditing profession.
What are some of the key focuses for the ethics team at APSCA?
Our goal is to make ethics and compliance easy to understand and adhere to by increasing our transparency and improving current processes, and of course, stretching ourselves to find the best way to serve the needs of our members and stakeholders. So far, we've made some good progress in recent months by updating the Ethics and Integrity page on the APSCA website, which you can check out at theapsca.org. You will hear more from us during the year with outreach in APSCA communications, such as a newsletter and member happenings. And our team will share metrics, frequently asked questions, and helpful guidelines that will reflect real trends in our profession and provide tips and tricks to help report, avoid, and repair unethical practices. We hope that our members would also benefit from some of the networking that the ethics team has planned with collaborative partners. We're working with them to develop more streamlined, high-quality investigations with best turnaround times throughout the profession. And most importantly, we really want feedback from our listeners today and all APSCA members so we can ensure that everyone's voice is heard.
You just mentioned metrics. I'm just wondering, are there any other measurements that the ethics teams track?
Of course. So the metrics team's KPIs aim to support APSCA's 2030 strategy. And we plan to focus on future-proofing the ethical team's functions by increasing the user experience with enhanced ethical training options and transparency of our processes. Also by sharing our case results, metrics, and other communications. And then to focus on upholding professionalism, we'll offer members guidance and reminders that it's everyone's responsibility to report issues in a timely manner without fail. That's also a key part of the APSCA code that each member acknowledges. And we want everyone to understand how important that role is. Our team safeguards anonymous reporters and redacts information so that confidentiality is always protected. And then finally, the identity of the ethics team is growing by becoming more transparent. We want to show our work and our processes and uphold all the confidence that's placed in us and our integrity to let members know that we're here to serve you.
Now, I'm going to get you to unpeel the onion a little bit. So can you give us an example of a recent event where the ethics team were called to deal with a key issue? What happened and what were some of those key learnings from that event?
Absolutely. The ethic team, we investigate every reported concern, whether it's unethical behavior or code violation or just a general concern reported to APSCA. If any of our members takes the time to raise a concern, we want to give our best effort to find out the truth of the matter and help resolve the issue. So typically, cases will be investigated by our team gathering information from other parties, conducting interviews, and doing technical research. And we put together evidence to present a case summary to the disciplinary boards to determine if sanctions or other disciplinary action should be assigned based on the violations. And in some cases, we don't have enough evidence to prove a violation has occurred. So our aim is to provide guidance and correction, even in those cases where maybe there isn't a full disciplinary process. And we want to provide some steps for remediation. So just recently, we implemented a new process to address that issue. And now we're issuing letters of expectation to the auditor or firm in cases where there may be a lack of evidence or some other impediment. The case didn't get to go through the full disciplinary process. So the letter of expectation really is like an upgrade. It allows us to provide a courtesy notification and guidance to the party when a grievance is filed. And the outreach element also helps with the standardization of the profession, because it reminds everyone that was related to the case to continue to maintain highest standards and professional behavior in all of our interactions. And our team is going to continue to work toward continuous process improvement with ideas like that letter of expectation and other tools to serve all APSCA members.
What do you believe is the future vision for the ethics team moving forward?
Well, in addition to encouraging a speak up culture for APSCA members, our team wants to ease the reporting process. We understand that sometimes reporting processes and systems can be intimidating, or reporters might have a fear or hesitation to bring issues forward because they're fearful that maybe action won't be taken, or they are afraid of retaliation or concerned about the lack of confidentiality or anonymity. The APSCA ethics team has a proven track record of sensitivity in those areas, and we do everything possible to protect our reporters and whistleblowers so they feel safe throughout the whole reporting process. We serve all APSCA members in the social compliance profession by acting as a neutral investigation team. We're just gathering evidence so that we can present it to the disciplinary boards for their review. And our disciplinary and appeals boards are made up of a very diverse and experienced panel of industry experts that operate with the highest integrity standards so that there's always a fair review of the cases and our investigations. And then our process protects the accused parties so that we can ensure that they have a voice. So parties that get involved in an investigation that cooperate with APSCA's ethics team really help themselves out by creating a mitigating factor of cooperation when sanctions are applied toward any transgressions. The ethics team also arranges for translators when requested so that if you're participating in an interview, you can conduct it in your native language and feel more comfortable with the topics. Also, when parties aren't happy with the outcome of the disciplinary process, they have an opportunity to appeal any disciplinary decision to always make sure they feel the outcome was as fair as possible. And finally, because APSCA wants to provide clear guidance and increase accountability across the board, we're now working on updates to our code and policies. And the changes we're making are going to focus on clarifying expectations and being supplemented with tools and tips and tricks like frequently asked questions, communications, and training that we're going to develop to best educate everyone about ethical requirements and expectations so that everyone can maintain their APSCA membership in good standing.
Sounds like there's a lot of changes coming to the industry. What are your thoughts about the industry and what do you feel it's evolving to?
Well, looking back first, I think we have to look at where we've come from the last few years. So in general, there's a feeling of recovery and normalization, returning to audits in person and fully staffed locations after COVID, which is a big change from what we experienced during COVID. So during the transition to the next phase, there's likely to be pressure to cut corners or catch up for work that was missed during that period, and maybe even ignore situations where there would be opportunities for bad, unethical decisions to take place. And so I imagine we're going to see many more reported cases, especially teaming up with our speak up culture that we're establishing. And so we'll start to see more reported cases of unethical behavior across many industries as our profession normalizes. I think another significant impact on our profession stems from the U.S. Department of Justice guidelines for corporate compliance programs. In the past 2 years, corporate compliance and ethics programs have received increasing guidance and requirements to address ESG, environmental and social governance, and CSR issues, which drives an increase in the need to accurately measure social compliance. Companies several years ago didn't always have ESG built into their corporate compliance programs because regulations only recently changed to require an increased focus in that area. So those stricter regulations will most likely drive more social compliance audits and a greater focus in our profession. So organizations that conduct social compliance, are involved in the social compliance audit profession, and APSCA members are going to be even more accountable to uphold our standards. Everyone will need to become more vigilant about aligning with professional standards and working with full transparency.
What are some of those challenges that you face when it comes to ethics today?
Probably one of our largest challenges is underreporting. It's always a concern. At APSCA, we rely on many diverse sources to advise us of unethical behavior in the industry. And our profession depends on the participation of reporters in the process of reporting unethical issues. It's called out as a responsibility again for APSCA members in our code. And we just do our best to obliterate all of those concerns that reporters may have, but also to make reporting issues as easy as possible. You can do that via the email to ethics@theapsca.org. And then during our investigations, we also come across some challenges when we experience delays because parties that are involved in investigation aren't necessarily cooperative. So we've taken recent measures to start applying deadlines when we request for information and temporary suspensions for members that don't cooperate and meet those deadlines. As I mentioned earlier, cooperation is often a big mitigating factor that's considered when sanctions are determined by the disciplinary board. So it's really important that we see an improvement in cooperation and more reporting. Our team's also implementing more creative ways to identify unethical behavior in our profession. So we're working again with those collaborative programs, looking at some different types of data to identify trends and areas of highest risks. We're checking for those potential systemic issues that might be hidden just under the surface, and we're reducing our overall investigation times.
How can firms and members help with the overall vision and focus for APSCA?
Well, first and foremost, firms can stay in touch with the ethics team. They can keep the conversation going with us and make sure that when any situation or behavior seems unethical, we have a conversation, we reach out and stay in touch. We want to identify problems and help remediate them so that everyone's performing at their best and working together toward the reduction of corruption in our profession. So typically we hear cases, then the type of cases that are reported to the ethics team, it's definitely not limited to these, but they can include bribery, attempted bribery, harassment, falsification of audit documentation and records, theft, unauthorized auditing without the proper credentials, retaliation, misuse of APSCA credentials and membership, or audit roles, the wrong type of auditor participating in an audit. And then also sometimes you see corruption commission schemes or improper marketing and selling of audits. So those issues need to be reported. And when firms conduct their internal investigations, they need to involve the APSCA ethics team so that if it's being reported to us, we're letting them know. If it's being reported to them, they're communicating with us as well. That eliminates that duplication of effort. And it also helps us keep an eye on that improper or unethical behavior. So those teams can also, just like whistleblowers, report to ethics@theapsca.org, and our team will respond and either open a case or share our findings if we have a case that's working at the same time. Firms can also help by communicating changes in auditor employment status, sharing of details of their investigations, data, their trends, and reporting issues as soon as they occur.
So when you think about the future of APSCA, what excites you about the work you're doing towards that future?
Well, I see APSCA's membership growing to include corporations and organizations that have their own internal auditing systems. And that will be a huge boost to companies that are now struggling to find the best way to manage social compliance obligations. And I look forward to being part of that growth on the ethics front. Many companies will benefit from what APSCA has to offer. I'm also excited about making a difference, whether it means making ethical expectations for social compliance auditors easier to understand through our offerings at APSCA, or having a larger impact on the profession. The end game is just keep standards high and show that APSCA certified members are undoubtedly exhibiting best practices around the globe with integrity. And when any trouble arises, that APSCA's ethics team is there with effective help and good solutions.
As we sign off, what message do you want to provide to our listeners?
Well, thanks for having me and listening today. I hope that we gave everyone a better view of the intentions, purpose, and processes of APSCA's ethics team. We do want to hear from you, and we value your support and engagement in our processes. Let us know your ethical trends that you're experiencing in the field, out in our profession. Report your ethical concerns and share your feedback with us. Your voice matters to APSCA. Together, we'll continue to uphold standards and best practices in the social compliance auditing profession.
That concludes the podcast for today. I want to thank our guest, Stephanie, for your time, insights, and energy. I also want to thank you, our listeners out there, for tuning in. And until the next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the APSCA podcast. For more information on APSCA membership, exams, and our other activities, please visit our website at theapsca.org.